In the hair and beauty space, we run by our calendar, we live and die by our calendar. If you don't get it in now, other people's priorities are going to get into your calendar and then you don't stand a chance to make any shift this year. Because every time that I took a day off, a day away from working on clients on the floor, my business grew almost instantaneously and revenue went up. As the business grows and as you go through the different stages of business growth, you want to spend more time doing that and less time doing. If you're honest with yourself, then this year probably started the same way as the last one did. Good intentions, big hopes, and a quiet promise that something will be different this year. Less stress, maybe more control, better results for sure. But intentions alone do not create change in your business. And if nothing changes in how you lead and how you spend your time, then this year will look exactly like last year did. And the top 1% of the salon CEOs don't wait to see how the year plays out. They don't hope it gets easier. They design it. And so that is the purpose of this episode today. This is about showing you how to start thinking and leading like a CEO and set your year by design. So if you want to play along, this is an episode where you want to grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, write. We're going to do some writing. Maybe you're going to grab a wine, find a little nook where you can curl up. But if you're driving, listen along, but maybe you'll come back to this. So step number one is that we're going to do the salon reset. I think it's really important that we look back before we look forward. And I like a really simple process called stop, start, and continue. Like what didn't work last year that you want to stop doing? Like don't do that anymore. And what do you want to start doing this year that you just didn't get to last year and it really is a priority for you? But there's also some good stuff that happened last year that you want to continue and you want to bring into 2026 from last year. So I want to share with you a little bit of mine. So my stop is stop being stuck in operations. We had a change in our leadership team last year and we're recruiting for an operations manager. And so I've really felt the weight of not having somebody in that role. And I'm really looking forward to getting out of operations. Funny thing is I love being in operations, but I need to step into my role more properly and more clearly with an operations manager in place. And we're in the recruitment phase. So I'm going to stop being the operations manager as well as the CEO, as well as the coach, as well as the podcast person and all of the people. So that's my stop. And my start is that I'm going to start, it's actually a restart, being systems led. I've always been very systematic in my business because personally, I'm not very systematic. I wasn't born that way, but it's been the thing, the scaffolding that's allowed me to prop up and hold the business and for me to grow and scale businesses. And so it's been a couple of years now since we've been focused on systems and holding the team accountable. So we're back to being systems focused this year, digging up some of the old systems that we've forgotten about and haven't kept alive. They've been locked in a drawer and either reinventing them or just reinstalling them, but holding the team accountable to them. So that's my start for this year. And my continue is building my salon CEO. It is the operating system for the top 1% of salon CEOs who want to grow and operate a structured, systematic business that runs without them being in the center of it, just like I had last year. And so it is the software tool that will help you grow your team, be really informed and confident as a CEO in that leadership role. So if you need an operating system, this is the kind of thing. And so I want to continue building that. I'm so excited about that. And our focus this quarter actually is releasing team meetings and releasing the playbook. Systems and processes, because they will set you free and you need a place to hold them. So that's what I'm continuing. So if you're on the journey with me, my suggestion is pause me just for a moment and I want you to look back so you can bring some things forward, stop some things, don't bring those forward and start some new things. Don't spend too long on it. Don't think too deeply. Just get it done because you can go back and review later. All right, I want to talk next about working on your business and not in your business. And ultimately, the goal here is to do a bit of a time audit. But I want to first talk about working on your business versus in your business. Like, what is that? What is the difference? Because it's really important. And the reason that it's really important is time is money. And I want to just tell you a personal story first, where this came to light. Right from the beginning of my business, my salon journey, I had a business coach who told me that he would, at a conference, that he would break both my arms. So when I went back into the salon, I couldn't work in my business. I would just work on my business. And even though that was rather drastic, I always held on to that philosophy and really worked myself out of the daily operations of the business. First, stopped being on the floor. Second, being out of operational. And that's how we grew to, you know, tapping on the door of a $2 million business. And that was quite a few years ago. So that would be more in today's day. And the reason that I tell you that is because every time that I took a day off, a day away from working on clients on the floor, my business grew almost instantaneously and revenue went up. And so obviously I went from 5 days to 4 days and then 3 days and then 2 days and then 1 day and then half a day and then actually no days. And that's how we grew and scaled. And I ran and led a team of 30. And at the end, when I sold, I was working in and on the business only 15 hours of the week because I had a great leadership team. There were four in the leadership team. And I was not only looking after my two young babies at the time, but also started another software company. And so the only way that I could do that and reach the goals that I had was to get a focus on working on the business less than in the business. And often people say to me, well, what is the difference? How do I know I'm doing one or the other? So I want you to do a little bit of an audit. And once I run through what is working in versus on, you're going to go into your calendar and go and have a look and audit your calendar. And I want you to come back and say, I'm this percentage in and this percentage on. So you might be 20% on and 80% in, or you might be 50-50, or you might be 100% on and not in at all. And I had that experience because my coach said that he'd break my arms, and I lived that experience. But a few years back, I wanted to see, did I just make this up in my mind? Was this just my experience, or is this true for other salons that I'm now working with? And so because my salon CEO tracks performance and we can see who's growing where, I went and did an audit on all of the salons that we work with. We work with about 100, somewhere between 100 and 150 salons at a time. And what I discovered was that the more hours that the owner worked in the salon, and I'll go through what that is in a moment. Actually, I tracked it actually just for hours on the floor. So if an owner was 40, 50 or 60 hours on the floor, the average revenue of that those salons was $308,000. And then if they only worked between 20 and 40 hours on the floor, the average revenue was $417,000, and so on and so forth, until it got to when it was 10 hours on the floor, it was 500 and something was the average revenue. And then for those business owners that were 0 hours on the floor and, you know, 100% of their time working on the business, the average revenue was $758,000. Now, half of those, or a good chunk of those CEOs, were mums. And that meant that they were not on the floor and they were only working half time in and on the business. And so I actually think that revenue number was down, was rounded down, because for those that were working full time on and not on, yes. On the business, not in the business. I'm going to trip myself up there. Their businesses were $1 million plus. So that to me really sort of grounded the idea that if you actually want to grow your business, you need to work on the business, not in your business. All right. And if it's not you, it needs to be somebody else or a business partner or something. So let's just do a quick check-in. What is in and what is on? Okay. So working in the business is working on clients, whether you're a stylist or a therapist, front of house, like reception tasks, rostering, stock takes, ordering, paying bills, managing the day-to-day, one-on-ones, huddles, team meetings, social media, putting out fires. So if you didn't do that role, you would have to pay somebody else. It's a good way to sanity check, like working in the business. But working on the business is strategic planning, what we call game planning, designing systems and processes, building career pathways, reviewing the numbers and profitability, making strategic decisions, creating long-term marketing strategies, not just the short-term, what shall I post today, developing your leadership and management team, installing systems, removing you as the bottleneck, improving client journey, leading, coaching, upskilling your team. That is working on the business. Because if you didn't do it, probably it just doesn't get done, right? So the mindset shift here is that you need to move from in to on. I actually did an exercise, which I won't go into now, but we ran a workshop and we quantified that actually every hour that you work is actually worth about $850. And so if your average client bill is about 100, maybe 150, maybe even 200 if you're super great, well, that's just the max that you can earn in 1 hour. But if you can spend 1 hour working on your business and it actually turns out to be $850, well, which one would you rather have, 150 or 850? I know which one I'd want. Okay, so what I want you to do now is go and do an audit in your business and come up with a percentage. Are you 20% on, or are you 0% on and 100% in? And that really is an important number and metric. And depending on the stage and phase of business that you're in, then that's going to be a bottleneck for you. I have a workshop called the Million Dollar Growth Plan. I'll put the link to it in the show notes of this episode. That will actually walk you through the different stages and phases of business that there are and help you self-assess what stage you're at. Because depending on what stage you're at really depends on what you should be working on, what systems and processes, how much of the balance should be in and on. Because if you're on the operator phase, well, that's different to the manager's phase or the leader phase or even the CEO phase. And so if you want to do that self-assessment, then just search anywhere on my website, on my socials. It's kind of everywhere. It's in the bio on Instagram. It's called the Million Dollar Growth Plan. Okay, I'll put the link in the show notes in any case. All right, the next thing I want to do is think about big rocks, pebbles, and sand, and lay down your year. This is where we're going to get the things that need to happen into your calendar, because if you don't have it in your calendar, hey, nothing's going to happen, because in the hair and beauty space, we run by our calendar, we live and die by our calendar. If you don't get it in now, other people's priorities are going to get into your calendar and then you don't stand a chance to make any shift this year. So I'm going to run through seven different categories that I want you to lay down in your calendar, and I want you to lay it down on your calendar for the whole year right now. Are you ready? Get a pen and paper because you can go back to the calendar shortly. But if you're really smart, you'll listen and pause and get it in your calendar now. So number one is, actually, these all are what I call big rocks. Now, and the purpose of this exercise is you get the big rocks, the big things into your calendar first. So the pebbles and sand, and the pebbles are the daily operational stuff, and sand are like other people's priorities because you just fit those in around. If you don't prioritize those, other people's priorities and daily operational things will take over your calendar and you'll never have an opportunity, you'll never have the time to do the big things that actually move the needle. And that's why we're going to lay these down on your calendar now. All right, so number one is about you being the salon CEO. And so this is about your role, your focus, and this is the growth piece, right? This is the working on the business, self-leadership, your personal goals, you know, profit plan, annual budget. And so you want to define your CEO time. When are you going to work on your business? And here's a really simple mind frame. If you don't have any dedicated time to work on the business right now, then at a minimum, you need 3 hours a week. And not 3 hours with 15-minute gaps in between clients, like 3-hour block. Because it takes you 20 minutes to get in the zone, and then you do some work, and it takes you 20 minutes to get out of the zone because you're starting to think about your next client and all of those things. So at a minimum, 3 hours a week. But as the business grows and as you go through the different stages of business growth, you want to spend more time doing that and less time doing in the business activity. So at a minimum, I want you to get 3 hours a week into your calendar. But you're slowly going to work your way from 1 day to 2 days to 3 days and 4 days and so on. So some of the things you want to think about is, hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though, if you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do, well, don't worry, I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. Your profit reporting, you want to do that every single month. If you wait the whole 12 months to know whether or not you're profitable and you have to look back through the rear vision mirror, you've got no time to pivot, change course. We call it the CEO dash, and you want to update that every single month, not just the accounting report, not just the report from zero, because here's a way I like to think about it. You need to have a board meeting, even if it's with yourself. In Salon Mastery, we have a quote-unquote board meeting. It's a strategy meeting every single month with our salon owners so we can look at the numbers. The numbers always tell us what to do, and we can plan and adjust as we go on course and not go a whole 12 months and then realize 12 months later that, you know, we're actually off course and we're not making any money. So that's number one. And number two is your company rhythm. So meetings, communication, what is the operating cadence? And so number one would be like the five meetings that rule them all. Daily huddles, get them in the calendar now, whether all of your team are there or not, get them in, stick to them, top priority. Management meetings, all team meetings, like weekly all team meetings. Your leadership team, how often are you meeting them? Do you have leaders or managers, your board meeting, with even if it's with yourself or it's with your accountant or it's with your coach? Your annual roster. I like to do a roster annually, but you can always check it every quarter because things change. Key business events, public holidays, all of that kind of rhythmic stuff that happens all of the time, lay it down in your calendar now. All right, number three is actually your personal life. You are the CEO, but if you don't build in your personal life, your work will take over. So design it first. Friends, birthdays, social time, events, maybe you love to go to concerts. I've got a bunch of friends. We go to concerts on a regular basis. We love to go to the Vineyard. We go to Martinborough, which is a vineyard town. We go every year. It's in the calendar. I have another group of friends that we go walking. We do a couple of marathons. Hey, I walk a half. I'm not running marathons. But in any case, it's in the calendar. It's already done. Birthday celebration, personal events, personal care, hobbies, well-being. Like, get that stuff into your calendar now. And I think it's really important that you plan in a little bit of what I call CEO thinking time. Now, I'm an active relaxer, and so I don't like to just sit quietly and write. It kind of doesn't work for my brain. So I like to bike, I like to walk, I like to take my caravan somewhere, and even just going on outings with my kids, whether if it's a long weekend, there's always a little bit of quiet time that I can think in between. That is what I call CEO white space, and it's actually a game changer. But, you know, we'll talk about that on another podcast. Life admin, when does your car need a warrant of fitness? When does it need registrations? When does your insurance need to be renewed? Like, get it in your calendar now, because if it's not in your calendar, it's not protected and there's a chance it won't get done. Okay, number four is operational foundations. Like, these are the non-negotiables to keep the business going. How often are you going to get a stock take? Get it in your calendar. And if it's not you, it needs to be your manager. It needs to be in her calendar. How often are you checking on budgets and control? Key operational reviews, like, are you doing annual reviews? Do you do quarterly reviews with your team? Get them in the calendar now. How often do you check the numbers, your one-on-ones? What about the legal stuff. When does your lease come up for review? Get it in your calendar now, time to think about it. This will start to form how much time you've got to work in and on the business that's not even getting to clients' time. All right, building a profitable brand. This is about growing revenue intentionally, whether it's attracting clients, retaining clients, and this is your promotional stuff. So for existing clients, you want to think about how often are you going to do internal promotions, upgrades, retention strategies, planned promotions. What about new clients? Client attraction strategies. What is your cycle? We do 6-week cycle, promotion cycles in and out, and then we have a 2-week cooldown. Brand-led marketing, you want to think about your social media and communication strategy. You don't want to be doing that, what should I post this week? And what's your growth rhythm? In Sell or Mastery, we work with owners on a 2-monthly cycle. So you know about quarterly planning. It's a pretty normal thing for businesses to do, but we don't go to quarterly planning until you're at the $1 million. When you're pre $1 million, we actually do 2-monthly cycles. And that means we create a strategy plan for 2 months. We have 6 weeks worth of working on your business. What are the things that you need to focus on? What's one thing that's going to make the revenue go up? And what's one thing that you're going to focus on to make the business better, smoother, operate more easily? And we choose 2 focuses and we spend 6 weeks working on those and we have a 2-week cooldown. Often the 2-week cooldown is actually just getting things done and finished. Otherwise, we overplan. And so we have 6 of those. And so I like the growth rhythm to be in rhythm with that. Like, how are we growing the business? And so you might like to adapt to that. If you're pre $1 million, do 2 monthly cycles, not 3 months. It's too long. We run out of energy. Okay, number 6 is grow a lean and luxe team. And this is how we develop our high-performing team, but without overstaffing, without overworking our team, and no burnout for sure. So what workshops do we want to run for our team this year that we can train everybody on systems, processes, new skills? How are we going to deliver a 10 out of 10 client service? How are we going to get our team across that? Maybe some technical training. How often do we want the third-party relationships coming in to educate? Is it every month? Is it every 2 months? Balancing that with your own education. How often are you going to do coaching conversations and one-on-ones, that team meeting? Get those, that cadence in, even if you don't know what you're going to do yet. If it's in the calendar, it's going to happen. Last one, number 7, actually is about, we call it Sell or Mastery, long-term growth and CEO capability. Like, you need a development plan, not only for your business, which is kind of what you're doing now, but what about you? How are you going to level up and be better at CEO skills, like confident decision-making, good leadership, clear strategic thinking? Actually, how do I run a growth plan, what we call a game plan? How do I write one of those? You've got to create some time and space at least a couple of times a year to get some input, get some input into your brain. Because a year planned, intentional, and aligned is where profit, growth, leadership, and a life outside of your business. That's how you move forward. Okay, if you've got the things laid in the calendar, then we just want to set a couple of targets. We call this DD6. And the first D is double revenue. The second D is double profit. And 6 is have 6 weeks leave. Like, you work a lot. You think about your business a lot. And so you need to build in some leave time, not 2 weeks leave, not no leave, not 4 weeks leave. In New Zealand, everybody, every employee gets 4 weeks leave, but actually 6 weeks leave, because that extra amount of leave, whatever it is that you choose to do, creates CEO white space thinking. That's when you solve problems. That's when you have new creative ideas. That space away from the business, get out of your own goldfish bowl. It's really, really, really important. I want you to get it into your calendar now. And if you can't do that yet because there's too many things going on, that's okay. It's a work towards. Like, that's the goal to get there. And so let's set some targets. So revenue, obviously our goal is to help you get to $1 million, but wherever you are right now, there's a couple of ways that you can increase your target for the year. You could just simply go month by month, each month last year, increase it by 10%. Super easy, fast way to set a budget. You could otherwise do an incremental compounding, either 1, 2, or 3% on each month. So each month you might want to increase by 1%. Now, sounds small, sounds little, but 1% compounding over 12 months actually equals about, actually can't quite remember the number now, about 23%. Like, it's quite big. So there's two ways to do it. There's no right or wrong. Choose one, stick to it. But don't wait till the end of the year to know if you've reached your target. You want to each month, you want to have a win each month when you reach your revenue target. Okay, so your profit target, whatever it was last year, you want to make more this year. Like, that's why we're in business, and a business needs cash to grow. And so our goal for you, if you don't have one for yourself, is like, get to a point where you can pay yourself 120K a year. Like, that's a good goal. If you don't have a goal, because I'll tell you why I give you a goal. 50% of the people that I speak to, when I ask them what their salary or earning or profit goal was, they don't know. And so if you don't know right now, I'm going to give you one. It should be 120. Should it start at 50K? Yes. And then move to 70 and then to 100 and then to 120? Of course. And we have a whole system around managing and planning that. But that should be the goal. And then on top of that, the business needs to be profitable. Like, the goal should be 15% profit. And so you might have a different number. And could it be more than that? 100%. But like, get to 15 before you make it 20. Get to 5 before you make it 10. But 15 should be the long-term goal. $1 million salary, 15% profit. We've talked about the 6 weeks leave. And then the last piece really is like, what is your role and your goal around working in and on the business? And that really depends on what stage of business that you're at and what is the appropriate amount, because you don't want to get off the floor and stop your contribution to income, to revenue too soon. But you do want to work towards stopping, or at least doing less than you are now, if you want to grow a profitable and successful business that works without you having to work, 60-hour weeks. Okay, as we work towards wrapping up, then the last piece really, now that you have a target and clear, measurable goals on a monthly basis, is I like to have a word for the year. It's kind of cool to have one word that is an overarching theme. Keeps you focused, because the risk that we run now, although not so much because you've laid this down on your calendar, the risk that you run now is you do this and by March we've kind of forgotten what the goals are. Not ideal. So if we have a word, then that keeps us focused all the way through the year. So don't overthink it. A word usually shows up when you just answer one of these questions that I'm going to run you through, and just answer honestly, don't overthink it. It usually comes to you pretty simply and pretty clearly. So I'm going to give you some words. Okay, so it could be a letting go word, like maybe there's something that you need to release this year. Maybe you're releasing control or guilt or overworking or people pleasing, doing everything yourself. Maybe that's a word you could choose. Maybe you could do a word around that, like ease or boundaries or calm, something like that. Maybe stepping into your next level, and you really want to own that stepping into the CEO role. And it could be something like leadership or CEO or authority or ownership. Confidence could even be confidence. My word this year is CEO, because last year I spent way too much time in operational role, just with operational managers in change. And so I'm getting back into my CEO seat this year. So that's my word. Maybe there's a growth or expansion word. Maybe it's something like growth or focus or freedom or momentum. Those are pretty good future-focused words. Maybe there's something around your values, how you want to feel, energized, aligned, intentional, grounded maybe even. And maybe if last year was a bit chaotic or heavy, that would be a good one for you. So CEO is my word, and that doesn't mean working more for me. It means thinking differently, leading more intentionally, making decisions like a CEO, not like an operations manager. And so that's my word, but you want to make it tangible, and I reckon you make your word visible. So in the past, what we've done is actually a bracelet or a necklace or a key ring, or even putting it on your lock screen on your phone, or writing it at the top of your planner, somewhere that you're going to remember it. I even thought about pre-scheduling myself an email every month to send me not only my strategic plan, but what the strategic goals are for the year, like just keeping it front and center. So as we wrap up, what I want you to do now is look at all the things that you've written, identify any patterns that are pulling you off track or bits that make you feel, that rubbed us a little bit the wrong way, and set 1 to 3 priorities over the next 30 days, not the whole year, just bring it super close, When you bring a target closer, it's more achievable, do you know? And we can win more often. I want you to win every single month. I don't want you to wait 12 months until you win. Okay, one clear next action that's going to go into your calendar this week. So you've got three focuses this month. What's one action you're going to take this week? And if you're listening to this and you know that this year cannot be another repeat, January's kickoff of Salon Mastery is starting in the next couple of weeks, end of January. And the first step is to have a strategy call with me. And this is just a bit of a real conversation about your business, where you're at, what needs to change for this year to actually work, because success can't wait another year, right? You can book that call, and I'm going to put the link to find that call. There's a couple of quick questions, then you'll get a shot through to my calendar. I'm going to put the link in the show notes of this episode, but actually, you know, honestly, you can find it anywhere. It's in the bio of Instagram, it's on my website, it's on the Facebook, in the Facebook group, it's in the email. It's in all the places. I would love to talk with you about your business and help you set this year up properly from the start. Okay, otherwise that's a wrap from me, and I'll see you same time, same place on the podcast. See you next week. Ciao for now.